So okay,
real practice is practicing for others. All Dharma has one purpose, and don't revert to magic. But the question is, you know, it's all very well to think about practicing for others, but how? How does one practice for others? I've taken up the white Tara practice. Mogavanks is a green Tara man, if that makes any sense. But I'm a white Tara woman, I wish I hadn't started on that. And in a way, for me, she's white Tara woman. So should I turn this off? Can we edit this later? Right. So I think the whole idea of how to practice for others is summed up in the figure of Tara. And I'm going to talk about green Tara mainly. It's a bit like if you take up the green Tara practice or the white Tara practice, I don't know if Mogul Banks has found this, but it's really hard to have a selfish motivation for practice. And I found this morning because at the moment I'm a bit kind of thinking about my living situation and toying things up and feeling a bit poor and all the rest of it. So what I do with my metta bhavana is I often, first of all, bring Tara to mind and do my metta bhavana in that context. So I thought this morning in my first stage, I thought, you know, you don't spend a huge amount of time on the first stage for yourself. Why don't you think, well, may I be sorted in terms of my living situation? May I be sorted financially? May I always have security so that I can practice, you know, so that I can be a benefit to others in the Buddhist Centre as a sort of sub-clause, so I can be a benefit to others. But, you know, so I thought, well, why don't you give it a go and just say, you know, may I have security? So I started, may I, and then it just ended up as, may I truly understand the Dharma enabling me to benefit other beings. No, let's backtrack a bit. May I truly understand the Dharma enabling me to guide and benefit others. It just wouldn't come out, which was a bit odd. So I had a bit of a laugh about that. It's like Tara, it doesn't mix the whole kind of security thing and Tara, doesn't quite mix. So anyway, so I'm going to give you the pith wisdom associated with the figure of Tara. So the first thing you'll notice about Tara is that she's got this kind of weird feet position where her right leg is stepping off the lotus leaf. So yeah, there's one there and there's one on the side. Her right leg is stepping off the lotus throne. And her left leg is up in meditation. Okay? And in a way, what that represents is the unity with looking after your own practice and taking every opportunity for your own practice and for your own spiritual development, as represented by the leg up in meditation posture, but also always being willing to help others. So Tara is also called the quick one. She's quick to respond to the needs of being. She's quick to respond to the call of the Sangha. So and that's why her leg is stepping down. She's got one leg up, looking after her own spiritual practice, one leg down, immediately ready to respond to the call of others. And in a way, this is the big question in the spiritual life. The big question in the spiritual life is how to look after your own practice, to look after the needs of the self, the spiritual life for the self, but also how to respond to others. And in a way, you're never really going to get that balance right until you just transcend the distinction. That's one thing to know. You're always going to veer one way and then the other way. But I think that what we can take from this is that we need both. If you have too much emphasis on your own practice, you won't get it. It won't work. This is what you find with spiritual practice, that if you just concentrate on yourself and your own spiritual practice, you'll just hit a wall. It doesn't work. It doesn't work practicing for yourself and not for others. It can't work because that's not what the spiritual life is about. You'll just meet resistance. You'll just meet a big wall. You have to have a context in which you can transcend yourself, in which you can meet challenges. But if you go too much out to others all the time, then you'll, in a way, you'll have a well-intentioned blundering a lot of the time. You'll have good intentions, but you'll be flailing around in the dark a bit. So in a way, you need both. But I think you can take from it, general rule of thumb is to take your opportunities when they come to you. And particularly if there's an opportunity to help others, be really glad about that and use it. Always use an opportunity for helping others. Like Tara, the quick one, her leg is always stepping out. She's always happy to take an opportunity for helping others. She's always willing. It's a bit like Nagabodhi said about Dada Rinpoche. His rule of thumb was, when in doubt, practice for others. Do something for others. So So I think we can take with this, well, you know, life is about choices, facing decisions. If you're faced with a choice, always do something for others. Always be quick to respond for others. And that will be your Dharma practice. And it works. It works big style. It works in many different ways that you couldn't even think of at the moment. And it's also a relief. I often think that the stress of modern living is not actually what we do, but all the choices that we're faced with. It's about all the conflicts that we have. So, you know, it comes on every level. You can't just buy a loaf of bread. You know, you've got to think about whether to have soya and linseed, wholemeal, whole grain, sliced, non-sliced. You know, do you go for the Morrison's posh range or for the Morrison's 50p range? Everything is about more and more and more choice and decisions to be made. And in a way, within that, there's a lot of conflict. Shall I do this or shall I do that? Well, if you just take the path of doing something for others, that conflict just disappears. And it might be that that's a really difficult thing to do. It might be that's a really difficult choice to make. But in some way, it's a relief because you no longer have to be faced with this dilemma. You just act for others. And okay, it'll be difficult. Sometimes it might get you into a bit of a mess. But actually, human beings can cope with a hell of a lot of difficulty. We're pretty robust, actually, when it comes down to it. What we can't cope with is conflict. Shall I do this? Shall I do that? So yeah, when faced with a choice, act for others.